Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The official clock says it's 1 o'clock Eastern, so it's time for another update on Tropical Storm Isaias. Latest information, wind still 65 miles an hour, moving north-northwest at 8 miles an hour. Starting off with the radar here, a couple things come to mind when you look at this. The center, with the aircraft out there looking at the center about this location, moving that north-northwest direction along the Florida coastline, some of the convection, most of it all off to the right-hand side towards the east. And that really says, well, the center's here, and you see that rotating over here. It's a tilted storm, so it's still getting some of that wind shear, preventing it from getting stronger when it comes to the actual winds itself. However, still an impact with the storm surge, the rain, and these rain bands. Look at these rain bands stretching out through central portions of Florida. That's what's going to be continuing to move north into the southeast U.S., the mid-Atlantic, and eventually the northeast. Also for the Bahamas, so much rain and storm surge, and you're still seeing some of these trailing rain bands back behind it. That's really something we have to watch for, even if the system continues as we expect to move towards the north. Some of these rain bands back behind, they move with it. So even after the storm passes, you can still see some of that heavy rain and those high winds. This is the latest forecast track. We have the current location here. Again, most of those winds, the tropical storm force winds, extending to the right, most of it offshore. But something we have to talk about, let's look at the timing here. So 8 a.m. Monday, approaching the Georgia coast, 8 p.m. Monday, 8 a.m. on Tuesday, continuing to move some of this area. So if you continue and draw that circle around each one of these points, notice those high winds. They reach land. You start looking at impact in South Carolina, also North Carolina, those some of those peak winds and some of those big storms. So wind impact for the Carolinas up through Virginia, that's something we have to keep in mind on as we go into the future. And some of those impacts, when's it going to get there, especially when we start talking about the winds, take that radar and push it up, and you're going to start seeing those impacts soon, over the next few days. So Monday, 8 a.m., you can start seeing some of these, the highest values of the wind off the Georgia coast. And then by Monday at 8 p.m., some of the highest probabilities approach the coast. And through Tuesday morning and through the day on Tuesday, look at these winds. High probabilities of winds in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. Any one of these areas could see tropical storm force winds, which could be quite damaging. Some of the other impacts we look at, definitely have to look at the rainfall. Some areas getting anywhere from 4 to 6, even higher amounts of rainfall, all that tropical moisture following the storm moving up through the mid-Atlantic. And as a result, the Weather Prediction Center has put an area right here in pink under a moderate risk of flash flooding. So that could be a dangerous situation. And a large area in yellow here, a slight risk of that flash flooding. So something we have to be mindful, heavy rain, tropical rains, and that right there could be a dangerous situation, especially you start getting ponding on the roads. Very efficient tropical rains, creeks and waterways. Pay attention to those warnings as we go through the next few days, and don't drive your car where water covers the road. Storm surge, also another major factor. We will see some storm surge along the coast as well. Not every area gets these values, but your barrier islands get this. 1 to 3 feet, and even towards Cape Fear, looking at 2 to 4 foot, especially in areas like that where the water gets trapped. So we'll continue to keep an eye on all the latest updates on Tropical Storm Isaias from here at the National Hurricane Center.